I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Chep Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Did you hear that? Obviously, we're a couple of weeks out from jack-o'-lanterns, from carving pumpkins.
Yes.
There are those that believe that perhaps you should not carve them at all this year. There is a suburb of Boston called Watertown, Massachusetts. Familiar with Watertown? Maddie's nodding her head
yes.
there. She spent, how long were you in Boston?
For my internship, 3 months.
So you lived and you lived
no,
in Boston?
No, I commuted.
From Rhode Island?
Mm-hmm. It took me an hour and 15 minutes to get there every
good
day.
Good for you. See, I knew she was a good one. Nothing going to hold her back. So, but you know of this Watertown?
Yes.
What would you describe it? Is there a part of this town that you could equate it to? I realize that's a very tough
Henderson.
Question.
Yeah, that's
and
a tough question.
And honestly, Maddie knows from her apartment to here.
I'm still and that's, using my
yeah,
GPS.
Watertown, I'd
you're
like Henderson.
Your GPS? You're 5 weeks in your GPS?
That's very funny.
That's great. That's yeah, bad. What part of Henderson is this place like? Because literally, Henderson covers everything.
I know.
Do you know Watertown, Massachusetts?
I know enough. I won't say why, but I know enough.
Oh no, I want to know why.
It's very.
What was his name?
No, it's not him. All funny. No, it's for another reason.
It really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Watertown, Massachusetts is asking people to keep their pumpkins inside this year or use plastic ones because jack-o'-lanterns are rat candy.
Oh. Okay.
There's a lot of construction going on, which is driving more rats out, and COVID. Shut down all the restaurants.
Yeah.
So the rats that used to hang out at the restaurants have had to migrate to other places, including residential areas. And that means that there could be potentially, and hear this out because it makes a lot of sense, and it should cause nationwide panic, which is what I'm looking forward to. I don't think it's going to be like this here,
but
you'll agree that this makes a lot of sense. So there could be more rats because there were less restaurants and they have less dumpsters to hang out and chow down at, right?
Yes.
And more construction, just like here. So there's, you know, rats are driven out of their natural habitat. So once one rat finds a delicious pumpkin, they tend to let the rest of their rat community. I believe there's something like a rat next door app.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or it's rat book. I don't know, maybe.
The What's Up app
yeah.
for rats.
What's rat?
What's rat?
Oh, so they let all the other rats know about it. So jack-o'-lanterns could cause a bit of a rat problem, and then they start having babies.
Yes.
A female rat typically has 6 litters a year with 5 to 10 babies per litter. Each one of those babies can start reproducing within 5 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Theoretically, 2 rats can become over 1,000 rats in less than a year's time. Don't do jack-o'-lanterns.
Oh, my God.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Maddie, who's on the phone?
Tabitha Castle from Centennial Hills.
There are so many things that I've found in our internet travels today that this may carry on for the rest of the show today. I have so many questions, but for now, Tabitha, first of all, congratulations on your mixtape tickets.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Your 177-second survey starts right now. One in three people overbuy Halloween candy so that they have leftovers. Caleb might be that one in the three, judging by that, by the, yeah, the intensity of that giggle. Tabitha, tell the truth. Oh, truth train. I don't have the music. Truth train. Do you buy extra candy just so that you can eat it?
Actually, I really don't.
No?
I'm actually that person that will leave candy, the extra candy, out on my front porch and let the neighborhood kids have at it.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Or the rats. Or is it one of the rats? I don't know if you were listening a minute ago. But
well, luckily the kids actually get to it before the rats. So.
So you think. I mean, I would check your Ring doorbell. Just to see.
Because I'm terrified of rats.
Maddie, who isn't? I mean, at the end of the day, I guess I'm not anymore. But Maddie, at the end, do you overbuy candy?
I don't, but May does.
So this just in, if she does, you do. That's how it works.
Yeah. Not
you
don't we're get, married.
You don't get to separate yourself. No, you're already living in sin. So it counts. Obviously, Kayla, we know your answer. You already kind
do
of.
Do you guys?
We always have town scary. We don't have trick-or-treaters.
Oh, okay.
Any candy is overbuying. And we do.
There you go.
It's ridiculous. So, yes. Oh, so Tabitha, what's the best candy?
Milky Ways.
What's the worst candy?
Anything that has coconut.
I'll agree with that.
Oh,
nouns.
Fair enough. Where do you stand on candy corn? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I like it, but not in huge amounts.
Kayla, where do you stand on candy corn? I don't know that I know this.
1,000% up on candy corn. A thumbs up.
Yeah, Maddie, you too?
Yeah, 1,000%.
Me
I love
too.
Candy
it's,
corn.
It's pure sugar. What's not to love?
Delicious. The pumpkins, the candy corn pumpkins.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm out on the pumpkins. I don't know why.
No pumpkins.
Yeah.
No pumpkins.
You both I'm with you, Tabitha.
Suck.
No, you can have ours. I'll eat them.
They're
I
so
just
good.
I prefer the candy corn. And I get where some people think it's waxy.
Yeah.
I just don't care.
I love the wax. Bring on more of it.
And I've loved candy corn since
candy corn also is great to use for Thanksgiving when you make like little turkey pumpkins.
That's true.
Little turkey cookies. You use them as
the feathers.
And spectacular for rat bait.
Exactly.
It's good. It's all really good. Oh, we're running out of time. What do I have time left to do? You know what? So there was a thing, and we need to just do this quickly. But there are those who are making, based on statistically, they're making the claim that Drake is every bit as huge as Michael Jackson was.
Ooh.
Really? Okay.
You're entertaining this, Kayla.
You're
entertaining the thought of it?
Yeah.
To me, there's no way. It's not even close. You must be joking. Tabitha, what do you say?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Especially since I grew up with Michael Jackson, and I know how big he was. And I've actually seen him in concert. There is no way.
Chart success, I get it, but the charts are different now. It's a way different ballgame, the chart game.
Yeah.
Than it was. Michael was everywhere, and nobody didn't. Maddie, you're shaking your head as well.
Yeah, no, I agree. Michael is there's no comparison.
There's no, like, everybody knew who Michael Jackson was, whether you liked him or not. Mm-hmm. Or if you could even name, like, my dad knew who Michael Jackson was, couldn't name a single song.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't have cared. But, like, I think there are a lot of people that you could put a picture of Drake up, and people would be like, who's that?
Yeah. My dad, if we're going by that barometer, my dad would know who Drake was, but he wouldn't know a single song either.
Right, but he would know who Drake was?
He would know who Drake was.
No shot.
I don't think Danny would.
I'll bet you $100 right now, and you promise you don't skew this.
Oh, yeah.
When they come to town on the last day of Toy Drive, then you've got to bring them out to Toy Drive. I'm going to show two pictures, and your dad's going to go. He's going to go, who's that guy?
You don't even know Pete Walker then. Pete Walker's going to surprise you. He's much more in tune with the hip-hop than he lets on, so. Not like that, but, like, he knows who Drake is. I'm not saying he's as big as... I think Drake is there,
Tabitha,
honestly.
I think we found ourselves a sucker. You want part of this action?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.